Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
From CrossFit to pizza, a local pizza chef celebrates the journey of his restaurant's one-year anniversary.
Pizza was always like my favorite food, so it was always a cheat meal in the fitness industry.
But not just any pizza would do. He sought out places with excellent quality and fresh ingredients.
And I would ask questions. One thing I love about at least the Philly pizza industry is that everybody's very open.
So how do you go from running a gym to running a pizza shop? Well, throw in the pandemic and anything's possible.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznetsov-Maniunk at 4330 Main Street with David Lee. He's the owner of Pizza John here. So you are celebrating 1 year of being open, and you opened during the coronavirus. So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have a very unique story. Tell us a little about how you came to be open here in Maniunk.
So we were actually, me and my wife Annalie, she's a full-time real estate, Annalie Holmes. I owned a gym here at Maniunk, CrossFit Maniunk. And we did pizza for fun, kind of on the side, as a side business. We used to do a lot of breweries. We would pop up the brewery on a Friday or Saturday night, and then we started getting into like private catering and weddings. We were booked out about 6 months on the weekends before COVID hit.
And were you just making pizza in your kitchen at home?
So we started with one portable oven. It was called a rock box. We would hook it up to propane, and we would take the dough. We'd load up our cars, and we would go to the brewery, and we'd sell, you know, I remember our first event, we sold, I think, 6 pizzas in about 4.5 hours, and it was outside, and we were like, oh, that was fun, because we kind of enjoyed making the pizza and talking to people, and we said, yeah, we'd do it like once a month, and then it just started picking up steam and kind of ended up where it was right before COVID, and when everything shut down, obviously my gym closed, and my wife's real estate business was at a standstill, so we had nothing to do, and people, our regulars that would come find us at breweries, started reaching out via email, and they would say, hey, how much to come pick up a pizza at your house? So beginning of the pandemic, we said, all right, I'll make you pizza. Come pick it up at, you know, 3:30. I'll put it on a table outside. You know, don't come, you know,
No contact
pickup. So that kind of started taking off. And then we were like, oh, we can't be selling all these pizzas out of the house. And we started toying around with looking for a, you know, maybe a brick and mortar. We had always said we would never have one until our kids were in college. They're 11 and 10 now. So we ended up jumping the gun a little bit because we found the perfect spot in Maniunk. It was a spot we knew. Me and my wife actually met in Maniunk 13 years ago. Well, it'll be 15. We just had our 13th wedding anniversary. So it was kind of a little nostalgic. It's right next to Pitcher's Pub, which was our old local hangout. And we were like, you know what? Her being in real estate, we were like, all right, we'll get a good deal on it, see what we can do. And, you know, we pulled the trigger.
What was this location before it was Pizza John?
So I believe it was vacant for like a year and a half, but before that it was the Juice Merchant, and then before that it was a burrito bar that was kind of a local hotspot back when we used to be around here.
What was it about this space that drew you? Because for COVID, this is pretty big. COVID businesses where people aren't eating inside.
Yeah, so obviously it is a large space. I mean, it's not, we knew it was never going to be sit down. We could fit probably 5 or 6 tables in here, 2 tops. It was more so the location. I think just being on Main Street, being next to Pitcher's Pub, we had some nostalgia here.
So now how much business are you doing?
So when we first opened, we were posting a link about a week out, and it was selling out in 5-10 minutes. We had to get a larger oven. We got the largest oven we could fit in here, so we started doing about double the volume. And right now, we're averaging anywhere from 150 to 200 pizzas a day, and we're only open from about 4 to 8. So that's in about 4 hours.
What a business.
Yeah, we put a lot of passion into it, so we've been lucky.
So why Pizza John? That seems like that's a trend. There are a lot of John food businesses in Philly these days, even though, John is a longtime Philly word.
Right. It was funny, when I actually said to my wife, she was like, what are you going to call it? I said, Pizza John. She's from North Jersey. And she was like, what's a John? And I said...
You said, you're not from Philly.
Right. So I said, I had to explain it to her. I said, a John could be anything. She said, what does that mean? I said, see that John over there? What are you talking about? So we went back and forth, and she was like, that's a dumb name. I said, all right, well, we have a running joke in our marriage that kind of, she's like, oh, that won't work. I'm like, all right, let's try it. And it ends up working out really well. So that's kind of how that all came about. But John was always... a word that I had used, so that kind of naturally popped into my head, and I ran with it.
There's a lot of Johns. What is it about this year and John?
I don't know. I just think it's something that people from Philly are passionate about. So I think it's a easy thing for people to kind of run with and say, whatever it may be, whatever John, and people gravitate towards it.
A lot of Johns on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. They're popping up.
Pizza John, Milk John, Parmesan.
Yes, yeah. It looks like everybody's doing well, too, so I love to see it. The John catching on.
What do you think it was about your business that made you successful? I mean, you opened during, the most difficult time, and you're still alive, when a lot of businesses have closed around you.
Right. We had a really good following, but I think our following came from just kind of the passion that we put into it. I was just talking to a good buddy of mine, Big Rube. He's a chef now. Next door at Pitchers, and we were just talking about how we work a little different than some places. I search out the best meat I can find. I go to a butcher, Carl Valencia's, that's down on Germantown, that's been there 50 some years. We cut all our meats and stuff like that in-house. I'm doing an old school dough method that makes it a little easier to eat the pizza. There's just a lot of passion that we put into it, and I think that we have so many regulars that are return customers, and they're the ones that really kind of, I thank them all the time, because they're the ones that grow our business for us, because they get out and they put the word of mouth out to other people. Hey, you got to go try this pizza. And we don't really have to do it ourselves. As long as we put out the best product I can put out, the people are going to, they're going to let everybody else know.
So you were in the fitness industry. How did you get into pizza? How did you learn how to bake a pizza pie?
Pizza was always my favorite food, so it was always a cheat meal in the fitness industry. And then, kind of like I said, there's so many bad products out there. So many people be like, oh, let's get pizza. I'll get Domino's today or whatever. And I'm not knocking, Domino's, but I just knew there was better pizza out there. So anytime I wanted to have a cheat, I would sought after people that I respected and pizza that I knew was being done the right way. And I would ask questions, and I was very fortunate. One thing I love about at least the Philly pizza industry is that everybody's very open arms. I would reach out to Joe Badia from Badia's. He would answer questions for me. Daniel Gutter is a good friend of mine. He would answer questions for me. And I was basically self-taught, read every book I could, and then started traveling and taking classes and just tried to, I kind of learned in my free time.
So you were learning how to make good healthy dough and good healthy sauce.
Yes, correct. Yeah, everything, everything natural, fresh, best ingredients. And then just, obviously, dough's one of those things a lot of people don't understand. One of the reasons we sell out, because we, our dough's anywhere from 48 hours to 72 hours out. So if I were to just be making dough the morning of and saying, oh, we can sell whatever we want, there's some sacrifice to that. So that learning all that process, I found very, very interesting. And once I went down the rabbit hole, I knew it was something I wanted to stick with.
So you're making your dough 3 days ahead of time. You know exactly how much product you're going to have on each day because you're not making it that morning.
Correct.
And when you're done, you're done.
That's it. Yep, we're done.
And so do people have to order your pizzas in advance?
So that you used to have to order in advance. Now, as you know, we're kind of gotten our feet fully under the ground, we still have a pre-order link that's out. So if you know you want to pick up pizza at a specific time, you can order it in advance, or you can walk up the day of. We have a specific amount of pies that we have set aside for walk-up orders, so you can walk up. We have slices, we have our sandwiches that we make in-house, or you know, like I said, you can walk up, order a whole pie, you just will have to wait the time. So we have the pre-order system, and then we also have walk-ups available, and we're working right now on getting a menu 5 built into our POS system where people will actually be able to order online as well.
How has COVID changed the pizza industry?
Pizza industry actually probably spiked during COVID because it was one of the only things, like, you know, major takeout foods where a lot of people, they had, that was only one of the choices they had. But I think what it's changing, and I hope it changes for the better, as you, I see more places doing better things where, like, it almost made the market more competitive. So if you're not going to be, if you're going to be using cheap ingredients or, you know, frozen stuff, you're not, you don't have a vegetable or produce guy, people are going to start to notice that. So I think as a whole that it's going to push the pizza industry forward.
Talk to me about the level of loyalty of your customers.
I mean, we have, they're pretty hardcore. We have regulars that come every week. Some people come two times a week. We're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'll see some people on Thursday and I'll see them again on Saturday. And it's awesome. Like we love our regulars.
So you're able to sustain yourself with 3 days of being open.
Yeah. And again, I think that's one of the things where we know what we're producing, and, you know, I can kind of really lock in my food costs and everything like that. So a lot of places have a lot of food waste, and, you know, we really keep our margins kind of in check. So that allows us to have the leeway to do that and only be open those 3 days and really maximize the hours that we're open. Plus, with our dough process, we have a small crew. We basically have 4 people that are in here. It's myself, 1 other guy that do all the dough and the prep in the morning. And then we have kind of the night crew that comes in and helps. So if we were open every day, it would also, I think the level of the product would go down just because, one, it's hard to find good help these days. So, you know, maybe down the road, it'd be something where we would maybe open up a little bit more. But, you know, originally that was our business model. Again, like I said, with my wife being full-time real estate, she always says worry-free with Anna Lee. So we, you know, that, and we have 2 kids. So it just kind of allows us to have that whole family life balance, work balance.
So you're making dough almost every day?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm still in here. Even though we're not open, I'm in here basically every day.
You make the dough, you put it away, and then you do your thing.
Yes, correct.
And then on pizza days, you're here all day.
Yes. Yeah. But crack of dawn in the morning until about 9:30 at night. Yep.
But it's only 3 days a week that you're full day.
Yes, only 3.
What have you learned from just opening a new business during COVID?
Well, it's hard to find, it's hard to find good work or people that want to work. A lot of people were very hard up. So I personally feel very blessed and lucky that we were able to kind of have this business and have it thrive during, you know, what's been a really hard time for people. But I just think it makes me be thankful and grateful for the good support system that we have around us.
David Lee is the owner of Pizza John here on 4330 Main Street. And how can people get a hold of you or order a pizza online?
So right now, the best way is follow us on Instagram. It's pizza_John. You can also always email us pizzajohn@gmail.com. Like I said, we are working getting an actual online ordering site. So we use Slotit right now. That's built in through our Instagram and then on our website, which is pizzajohn.com. There's a link tree on there, and that'll have the pre-order links on there.
But they can also just email you if they want to go kind of primitive.
Yes. Yep. And we'll take care of you.
Congratulations on your 1-year anniversary, David.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.